Blog Talk Radio.
Coaching carousel going on during the middle of the season. Nothing like some crazy and
craziness to kind of, kind of in the middle of your season in terms of coaching. Looking down the division, we got the Giants at 4-8, Redskins at 2-10. If we look at the division right now, I'd have to say the Cowboys are very much in control. You know, the new Eagles coach is going to have a lot of difficulty kind of coming into a new system. He doesn't know the players very well. The personnel has changed. So I really predict the Cowboys are going to walk away at this division. I'd say by at least a 2 or 3 game lead when it's all said and done. Moving on to the NFC North. One of the power divisions, if you want to call it. We got Lions. We got the Bears every single year. We got Tanny. We also got Mr. I want to say Mr. Grimm. No, Mr. Grimm. Mr. Graham, I do believe it is. You know, every year these two teams are kind of duking it out, looking for top spot. It's always exciting to see which team is going to come out on top of that spot, which team is going to grab the wild card. Because really every year, two teams from this division always make the playoffs, and it looks like it's probably going to be the same this year, though we could have potentially a new team getting into the playoffs for the first time in the NFC. But the Lions sit right now 9-3. They're on top of the division. You know, they continue to roll. Their offense is very scary. Their coach loves to go in those 3 and 4 wide sets, spread them out, loves to send guys deep. Calvin Johnson loves to come down with every ball he possibly can. They got a lot of weapons. Tavon Austin, the slot, they picked up Le'Veon Bell from the Steelers in the offseason, so he's running the ball. They just got a lot of ways in offense to beat you. The thing that might hurt this team is right now the defense is all right. It's not the greatest. So they do give up some points. So we'll have to see how that plays out in the playoffs time. Chicago, another team that's very effective. You know, Tanny really hasn't hit his stride in this league quite yet, but he is on his way. The Bears are in contention. That's what matters. They are in a position to, they're playing well. They're in a position to make the playoffs potentially right now. And as long as they keep pushing through over these final 5 weeks of the season, you know, I could definitely see the Bears making the playoffs. Rounding out the rest, you got the Packers and the Vikings. Now, you know, just to talk about the Vikings, you know, the Vikings have gone through coaching hell this year. They've gone from Coach CB, who ended up leaving the team. He went over to the Patriots, and at which point we had a new Vikings owner. That Vikings owner stepped away. There were rumors that Coach CD would go back to the Vikings, but he ended up saying, you know, we've had basically a major coaching carousel when it comes to the Minnesota Vikings. And it really shows. The team is 1-11. They're probably on pace to have the number one overall draft pick. They're maybe the worst team in the league right now. So, again, I'm not sure what the Vikings are doing. I know that potentially nobody knows what the Vikings are doing, but hopefully they can get things back on track. Now, perhaps the biggest surprise. In some respect, we've got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 10-3 atop the division. Now, every year the Bucs have continued to make the playoffs. They've made the playoffs, usually stuck in as a wild card team, usually been at the top of their game. But you know, this year they're looking like they're kind of making some headway. They're going to win the division, it looks like, though the Falcons are one game out, so we can't rule them out. You know, they've had a very surprising season after being kind of that 8-8 mark, kind of mediocre. They really pushed it forward this year. Under Coach Petey, they really made some big strides. So I really think, looking at the team, I think the Bucs still take the division, but the Falcons have made strides, and that's where that playoff spot comes in. Where I think the Falcons and the Bears are really competing for that last and final wild card. Because as we're going to get to, the NFC West is pretty much set. It's just super competitive. It's going to be really tough to see what comes out of there. So moving on down, we've got the NFC South left. We've got the Carolina Panthers at 4-8, New Orleans at 3-9. You know, rumors are swirling right now that Coach Deuce of the Panthers is probably in his last season. He's probably not going to return next season. That's very unfortunate for the Carolina fan base. They've really, really beloved him. They really appreciate what he's done for the team. They've had a lot of struggles in terms of consistency, but it would be really unfortunate if he's not able to come back for another season. The New Orleans Saints, ever since losing their coach, who is branded a cheater, a liar, whatever you want to call him, since he was removed, you know, they've had a lot of trouble establishing the same success that he once had, and the Saints are really at the bottom of the division, and it doesn't look like they're coming out of there anytime soon. They're 3-9. Moving on down to the NFC West, this is really the cream of the crop. It's the only division that features four teams above 500. When I mean above 500, they're not 500 or above. They're at least a game above 500. Now, in the 49ers' case, they're 7-5, so they are the worst team in the division at 7-5. Now, to give that some understanding, that would be first place in the AFC South. 7-5 would be the first place team in the AFC South. That shows you what's happening in the AFC South this year. Total garbage. But again, we'll get to that later. So, NFC West, you got the Rams fully in charge. The best defense in SXF this year is those St. Louis Rams. Those middle linebackers, they're young, they're fast, they're quick. They get after the ball. They've both got at least, I think, 8 or 9 interceptions each. So you know they're, you know, basically locking down the middle of that field. So you're not getting anything over across the middle. No crosses, no underneath plays. They're ready for that. They're picking teams off, and they're holding teams to the fewest points per game. In second place, we've got one of our former Super Bowl champions, the Seattle Seahawks, under Coach Tiger. He's at 11-2. It looks like the Rams are going to take the division there. I firmly believe the Rams will take it. Seahawks will land in at second spot. They will be the fifth wild card. I'm most positive of that. The number 5 seed in that fifth wild card spot. So I think they're firmly trenched in that spot right now. Moving on down, we got our commish. Coach Diego at 9-4. He's got the Cardinals turned around. He struggled for a few years. He's now got the team believing in what he's, you know, what he's selling, what he's doing, and that's really promising right now for those Arizona Cardinals. So they're 9-4, and you know, pardon me, but you know, they do have a chance to get into that sixth wild card, that sixth seed in the NFC with the Falcons at 9-4, the Cardinals at 9-4, and also the Bears at 8-4. So that is still very much a possibility where the Cardinals could get into the playoffs. And maybe make some noise. But again, lot to figure out. We're not sure yet. So we'll see how that plays out. San Francisco, 49ers, 7-5. Again, they've gone through a little bit of a coaching carousel at times. They're in a position right now where they're, again, playing well, but quite frankly, they're just in the toughest division right now, you know, at least in the NFC, if not the whole entire league. So that's really working against them. It's unfortunate that, you know, they're in that position right now because they probably, again, like I said, would be on top in some other divisions like the AFC South. Moving on next across the conference, we've got the AFC. Now, looking at that right now, we've got the Jets, 11-2, firmly at that top spot. Right now they have the best record in the AFC. Granted, Baltimore has not played their game this week, and they're 10-2. But again, the Jets currently sit 11-2, and they're really in a great position right now at the top of the division. You know, I can't say enough about the Jets. The Jets went from, you know, being one of the worst teams in the league only a few years ago to now being one of the elite teams in the AFC. They win in a lot of different ways. Good running game, pretty effective passing game. The defense is really talented. You know, they're a team that, you know, plays playoff football. You know, they could easily be the representative from the AFC when it's all said and done. Moving on down, the Buffalo Bills. The Bills, what can I say about them? They're not living up to the expectations that the fan base and the league and, you know, much of the observers really thought they would live up to. They're 6-6 on the year. I thought maybe, you know, 9-4 record at this point, 8-4, who knows, but, you know, not the 6-6 record. So I'm not sure, you know, what the Bills are having difficulty with this year, but, you know, they look like a team that, you know, is not going to climb out of that kind of the hole they've dug. You know, the offense is really clicking right now. They're fourth in the league in scoring at 29 points per game. They're at the number one passing offense at 317 yards per game. But, you know, the defense is just average this year. They're giving up, you know, 106 yards on the ground, so they're 26 against the rush. You know, they're just not playing up to, you know, the expectations that I think, again, that the league and more specifically their fan base had for them. Coming in next, Coach CB's Patriots. They're 5-7. Again, you know, middle of the pack, not their year. Maybe next year is when they're going to compete. The Miami Dolphins, 2-10, very competitive team. Now, I think it's kind of misleading, to be honest with you. I think the 2-10 record, you know, at times can be a little bit overlooked. I think their coach has done some good things this year. Yeah, I mean, he's had a few blowouts here and there. But, you know, just looking over some of his scores, you know, he got blown out by the Jags, got blown out, by the Patriots early in the season and by the Broncos. But, you know, he's played the Raiders really tough within 7. You know, he's played the Carolina Panthers tough, lost the Bills only, beat the Bills by 3, beat the Panthers by 7, by 6. Ended up losing a close game to the Steelers. I think he's had flashes, you know, in the pan, if you will, of having, some close games. So that's a team that could easily be, 5-6, 5-7 at this point in the season. But, things haven't gone their way late in games, and it's kind of cost them. So it's unfortunate, but the Dolphins are on the bottom, looking for another high draft pick. Now, the AFC North. Probably the closest thing to an elite division, in my opinion, in the AFC, the equivalent to the NFC West. You've got the Ravens at 10-2 on top. They're the premier team. Offensively, they have one of the leading running backs this year, a rookie running back, really kind of making some noise for himself. He's really on pace to do some big things for this team. He goes by the name of Merrill Barnett. He's got 19 rushing touchdowns on the year, over 1,170 yards. Now, it's the yards per carry at 3.9, so he's really not doing a good job. He's getting a lot of touches, though, and he's getting the end zone, so that's kind of winning the team some games. Now, again, the Ravens' defense has always been good. We've known that forever. They've always been a great defense. But again, the offense is the question mark, and usually it's the piece that kind of fails in the playoffs. So what are the Ravens going to be able to do come playoff time, when they got to put up a few extra points? Are they going to be able to get over the hump and actually get to that Super Bowl this year? In second spot, we got the Cleveland Browns. They're 8-4, having a good season. They're kind of in the position they've always been. They're kind of in that wild card spot, occasionally get that division lead. They probably look like they're most likely going to be the number 5 seed in the AFC, just due to the lack of competition right now in some of the playoff spots. It looks right now that we're going to see those Browns in that 7th seed. That 5 seed. Moving on down, the Pittsburgh Steelers started out hot, kind of struggled for a few games, had a tough schedule. They're kind of bounced back with a win this past week. They're 7-5 now. They're in the 6th seed right now. The Bills are one game back, so they're really the closest competition to the Steelers for that last number 6 spot, as well as the team right behind the Steelers, the Bengals, who have come on strong since Coach Sosa has taken over the team. He's got that team winning. There's a very big divisional matchup this week between the Bengals and the Steelers, and I can't wait to see what happens in that game because that could really determine what that looks like for that final 6 playoff spot in the AFC. Moving on down, the AFC South. Now, what can I say about the AFC South? Oh, my goodness. Their top team, the Jacksonville Jaguars. Coach Godfather's got this turned around a little bit compared to last year, but not quite enough. The team is 6-7 on top of the division. Yes, 6-7. This team would be 5th in the NFC West had it been playing in the NFC West. It would be 5th in the AFC North if they were playing the AFC North. So, again, this team is really struggling, but, again, they're on top of the division just because they got a bit of a weaker group this year. The Titans, bit of a shocker. We thought to be a lot better than they are. They're 5-7. The roster's probably a little bit better than that, so we're not sure what's happening down in Tennessee, but they got to get things figured out because this is a division that can still easily be won by the Titans. Are they going to win it? I'm not sure. They got the pieces. They still got games left to catch the Jaguars and overtake them. We'll see what happens there. Colts moving on down 3-9. They're again kind of in that obscure point. What's going to happen with this team? This team has routinely missed the playoffs, underachieved. What's going to happen to Andrew Luck? Is it time to trade Andrew Luck for, a collection of draft picks? We've got multiple seasons left. Maybe Andrew Luck gives another team that chance to go over the hump. And maybe gives the Colts enough ammunition to rebuild this roster because there is holes, and they're going to need to address those. So maybe the Colts might think about the offseason. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here. We'll see what happens. But I think the Colts could, maybe look to make a move in this offseason to really shake things up after struggling for a few consecutive years. Moving on down, the Houston Texans, 2-10. What happened, Houston? I don't know. I'm not sure their coach knows. I don't know what's happened to this team. They're looking for answers. Their quarterback's looking for answers. I don't know what's going to happen with this team next season. They got a lot of things to address. Tom Savage, their quarterback, who was their third string originally, but has kind of morphed into a pretty good quarterback. He's struggling this year. He's got 12 touchdowns and 39 interceptions. Just struggling this year to make ends meet. He's got a 53 quarterback rating. It really is a mess down in Houston. I'm not sure which way they're going. DeMarco Murray's put up 2.5 yards per carry this year. You know, he looks done. I don't know. He might be cut this offseason. I don't know if anyone's going to trade for him. This whole team is a little bit in shambles. We're not sure what's going to happen with this team, but they got to make a move. I don't know if it's a big trade to bring in some picks. I don't know, but they got to do something in the offseason. Now, AFC West. Usually this has been the story division in black. Black's always been on top. Last year, the Chiefs came out of nowhere, took the AFC top seed. You know, they followed that up this year with a 7-5 record. They're 2 games up on the Raiders, 3 games on the Broncos. So, you know, they're in control right now. I do see the Chiefs winning the division. They probably have the best balance of offense and defense in the division. And I'm not sure if I see the Raiders or the Broncos playing consistent enough football to get back on top. And again, they got Grayson. They've got some weapons. Defensively, the team loves to get after. They do a lot of different things, man and zone coverage. And, you know, the one thing that could be drawing their kind of pulling them back a little bit is the play of their quarterback, Blair, you know, who's consistently being, you know, very, you know, he's had a lot of bad plays here and there, a lot of lapses in judgment, some bad throws, resulted in some big pick sixes, you know. So I don't know. They got to figure out what Blair is and if he is the guy going forward. I know they've had some success in the past. Other guys coming in, I know Josh Freeman's probably not the guy. But, you know, they're probably hoping that, you know, Blair figures things out so they don't really have to turn to another guy. But the big problem for Kansas City is that fact that now Davis, they're running back. He is done for the season, the playoffs. He is gone. So a big, big kind of cog in that running game is now out. Jonathan Dwyer steps in, who's had some success on this team last year. Maybe he can get the ball rolling, keep Kansas City in that playoff contention, and also maybe look beyond that in terms of being a playoff sleeper. Raiders, as I said, 5-7 sit next. Black, again, finds some inconsistency with this team. I'm not sure what this team looks like at this point. They're struggling. You know, this is a team that, you know, probably should be better than it is, but they're just, you know, having a lot of difficulty this year. I don't know if they look to do some things in the offseason. I don't think the Raiders are going to make the playoffs. But, you know, stranger things have happened, but we'll have to see, you know, if the Raiders can kind of get back in the thick of things here. So we'll see what happens, but I'm certainly pulling for Coach Black to kind of bring things back into the light here for the Raiders. The Broncos sitting next, 5-8. Broncos, what can I say? You know, they're still looking for their first ever playoff appearance. Probably not going to happen this year. Very unfortunate. Their coach tries hard every week, gets these guys prepared. Just can't seem to put enough consistent play. You know, 1 week they blow out a team, another week they get blown out. You know, they've lost some close games. They could be 7-5, but again, they just lost some of those games. You know, they probably maybe could have won, but you know, they just need to put together that solid, you know, 6 straight weeks of wins or 5-1 record to really get them over the top. And until that happens, I'm just not sure they're going to make the playoffs anytime soon. The Chargers, last place, 2-10. As I mentioned, Coach Lucky is now in there. He is looking good. You know, he is somebody that, you know, can turn this team around. The Eagles have been competitive. So you know that their coach is talented and can get his guys going. The Chargers, though, are probably lacking. You know, they've got zero confidence. They're one of the worst teams in the league. Historically, they're awful. You know, good luck to Coach Lucky because that team needs a ton, I mean a ton of work. All right, so that gives you the AFC-NFC playoff picture. Now, to give a quick little assessment, if I had to pick 2 teams right now that I'm looking at to represent each side, I'm going to go with the St. Louis Rams. I think they're the best team in this league right now. You know, I'm going to say them by a significant margin. I don't think anyone's playing better than the Rams. They have the best defense in the league, bar none. They run the ball well. They're built for playoff football. They don't turn the ball over a ton. I'm not sure the Rams can be beat this year. I'm not sure the Rams will lose one more game this season. That's how confident I am. The Rams are probably going to go all the way this season. You know, on the other side, AFC, again, a little bit of a weaker conference. I'll admit it. But, you know, that's more wide open. I don't think there's any team in there that everyone goes, that team's coming out. The Jets are on top. The Ravens are. You know, the Chiefs could maybe, you know, after having that kind of playoff disappointment last year, maybe they can come back. You know, the Browns have made the playoffs routinely, so maybe they step up and they kind of get through. You know, same with the Steelers. You know, we're not sure what they are going to be yet come playoff time. So a lot of uncertainty. Right now, I'm going to lean, you know, probably to the Jets only because I think that they're they've been the most consistent team though so far in the season. I think they got the best balance of offense and defense, and I think they're just built that they could probably go far. But again, a lot can happen. There's 5 weeks left. We'll see what happens before we say I'm the winning champion and tell you he's going to win it all. In terms of looking at some of the key performers this season, it's always good to look at what's big around the league. Let's look at the MVP race. We've got a lot of things going on this year. We've got Merrill Barnett, who's going to be probably the offensive rookie of the year for the Ravens. He's got 19 touchdowns this year. He's an early candidate for MVP. We've got E.J. Manuel putting up big numbers in St. Louis. He's got 28 touchdowns on the year. He's probably the best quarterback of the season by a pretty significant margin. Colton Briscoe's up there. He's got 22 touchdowns. He might be in that mix, but again, the Bills have to pick up their record a little bit to kind of be in contention. Looking on down, we got Nicholas Dawson, the dynamic halfback from the Jets, J-E-T-S. They look like they're going to be a dangerous team, and they're all because of Dawson. And Dawson makes that team really kind of get going, get started every week. So Dawson is a guy that can win that MVP award as well. Marshawn Lynch, what could I say? Almost 1,500 yards rushing again this season. So the guy just continues to keep running and keep running, and I'm shocked he's doing what he's doing. He's 31 years old. He's a lot slower than he was last season, but again, he continues to kind of be an offensive weapon. So again, if I had to look at, I'm probably leaning towards, probably Barnett. Barnett is in contention, but I'd probably pick Dawson or maybe E.J. Manuel for MVP. Marshawn Lynch is probably an outside guy looking in, but I think he's got a real shot, so we'll have to see what happens with that. The other big name is Sammy Watkins, who dominated the league last season. He's got 15 touchdowns, almost 1,800 yards. So you got to think Watkins is up for MVP consideration, but typically it always goes to running back or quarterback. So I'm probably going to lean that way, even though Sammy Watkins does deserve a lot of recognition for what he's done this year. Defensively, we've got some big names this season. We've got Carlos Dansby's had a great year. He's got 8 interceptions, 81 tackles, 1 sack. He's put up a very solid year, behind the middle for the Browns. So he looks like a guy that could, maybe take home that MVP award. Another guy is Aaron Donald, the Spitzer Steelers defensive tackle, defensive end. He's got 15 sacks on the year. That leads all players this year in sacks. Austin Maxwell, the rookie. I believe he's a rookie. Yes. Is he a rookie? I can't remember. Yes, he is a rookie for the St. Louis Rams. He's got 11 interceptions this year. He is their starting middle linebacker. Yes, the middle linebacker, again, leads the league for interceptions, just like C.J. Mosley did in the past. I think Mosley's interception record is pretty safe at this point, but Maxwell certainly had an unbelievable year. And I believe the next guy up was Kelko Cox, I think, who's also a rookie for the Raiders. He's a second-year player. He's got 11 interceptions this year after having only 0 last season. So a pretty remarkable turnaround for them, for him, actually. So again, if I had to lean, I'm probably looking at Dansby as probably your front-runner, though I think Maxwell's got a real shot if he can pick up those tackle numbers. He's only got 37, so it's probably limiting him a bit from winning that award. Aaron Donald might be in contention, but again, we'll have to see with that. So, a lot to be still play out. We've got some early favorites for some of the awards, but there's a lot to be determined still. Lastly, I guess we got about less than 90 seconds left. I want to thank you for joining us this week. I wanted to sum everything up. The next radio show, I promise, will be more in depth about some of the stories. We'll look at a few key coaches. Talk about some of the headlining stories going into the off season, as well as things to think about. If you want to talk about anything specific on this show, please email the league email address and give me some topic ideas. I will discuss them if you give them to me. I'll open up the lines next week if you want to go ready to call in. We'll open it up. It'll be very exciting. I'm looking forward to having this become a thing again and become popular. And I'm really hoping that this will continue to be something we all look forward to each and every week. I will certainly bring my enthusiasm and bring my excitement each and every week because I love this league and I'm looking forward to many more years, many more seasons together. All right, take care. I'm off. SXF, MHC out.